紫卷二，2021年广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试。一，听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. Look, the duck is so cute. Number 2. It's snowing heavily outside. Number 3. What's the price of the bananas? Number 4. Turn right at the first crossing and you'll see the hospital. Number 5. Tom and Lucy often fly kites in the garden.
Number 2. 听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，每个句子读两遍。
Number 6. Who's the girl in your seat?
Who is the girl in your seat?
Number 7. Don't talk with others in class.
Don't talk with others in class.
Number 8. What about planting trees with me this Saturday?
What about planting trees with me this Saturday?
Number 9. I think English is more difficult than math.
I think English is more difficult than math.
Number 10. How often do you play basketball?
How often do you play basketball?
三，听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Hello, could I speak to Alice?
Speaking, please.
Hi, Alice. This is Larry. Tomorrow is Sunday. Jim and I plan to go to a park. Will you join us?
Sure, I'd love to. We can go boating and fly a kite. Which park do you plan to go? The Center Park is closed from this Saturday to next Monday.
The Nature Park. It's not far from your home. Jim and I can go there by bike.
Okay, I will walk there. Where shall we meet?
We can meet at the park gate at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, see you.
Hello, could I speak to Alice?
Speaking, please.
Hi, Alice. This is Larry. Tomorrow is Sunday. Jim and I plan to go to a park. Will you join us?
Sure, I'd love to. We can go boating and fly a kite. Which park do you plan to go? The Center Park is closed from this Saturday to next Monday.
The Nature Park. It's not far from your home. Jim and I can go there by bike.
Okay, I will walk there. Where shall we meet?
We can meet at the park gate at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, see you.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
You look pale. What's wrong?
I have a bad fever.
Let me see. How long have you been like this?
Since last night.
Oh, what did you eat yesterday?
In the morning, I had a glass of apple juice. At noon, I had beef noodles, and later salad. At night, I had some chicken.
Let me have a check. I suggest you should avoid eating too much food. It can cause fever.
Okay, do I need to take some medicine?
Yes, take this medicine 3 times a day, and you'll be better soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You look pale. What's wrong?
I have a bad fever.
Let me see. How long have you been like this?
Since last night.
Oh, what did you eat yesterday?
In the morning, I had a glass of apple juice. At noon, I had beef noodles, and later salad.At night, I had some chicken.
Let me have a check. I suggest you should avoid eating too much food. It can cause fever.
Okay, do I need to take some medicine?
Yes, take this medicine 3 times a day, and you'll be better soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
请听第三段对话，回答第十七至二十小题。
Hello, Mars. Do you know that there will be a sports meeting in our school?
Really? When will it be held?
Next Friday. I have signed up for the running race. What would you like to take part in?
I'd like to join in the long jump. How can I join in it?
You can call our head teacher or go to his office.
Wonderful. Are we having the match at the same time?
No. The long jump race is held in the morning, and the running race is in the afternoon.
Will you come to the gym early and cheer me on?
Sure. You are my best friend. I'll wait for you at the school gate that morning.
Okay. See you later.
Hello, Mars. Do you know that there will be a sports meeting in our school?
Really? When will it be held?
Next Friday. I have signed up for the running race. What would you like to take part in?
I'd like to join in the long jump. How can I join in it?
You can call our head teacher or go to his office.
Wonderful. Are we having the match at the same time?
No. The long jump race is held in the morning, and the running race is in the afternoon.
Will you come to the gym early and cheer me on?
Sure. You are my best friend. I'll wait for you at the school gate that morning.
Okay. See you later.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
When you sit down with your family to have a meal,Have you ever wondered when and where people used chopsticks for the first time? It is said that the first chopsticks were used in China. It really has a long history. It's recorded that chopsticks were used by ancient Chinese 5,000 years ago. Since then, chopsticks have been widely used in many countries in Asia, such as China,Japan, and Korea. Today, they are a symbol of Asian culture. Chopsticks are made of different kinds of materials, such as bamboo, wood, bone, or silver. The materials like bamboo and wood are common because they are easy to get. There are so many table manners connected with chopsticks. For example,Never stick your chopsticks straight in your rice bowl. People believe it is impolite to the host.
When you sit down with your family to have a meal, have you ever wondered when and where people used chopsticks for the first time? It is said that the first chopsticks were used in China. It really has a long history.It's recorded that chopsticks were used by ancient Chinese 5,000 years ago. Since then, chopsticks have been widely used in many countries in Asia, such as China, Japan, and Korea. Today, they are a symbol of Asian culture. Chopsticks are made of different kinds of materials, such as bamboo, wood, bone, or silver.The materials like bamboo and wood are common because they are easy to get. There are also many table manners connected with chopsticks. For example, never stick your chopsticks straight in your rice bowl. People believe it is impolite to the host.
五，听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入对应的横线上，每空一词。短文读两遍。
Last Sunday, June 6. It was sunny that day. My grandparents took me to the Red Star Revolution Park. There, I saw many stones in memory of heroes. There are information boards which showed their contributions and the backgrounds. And I found that the guide could describe every story full of strong feelings.I was deeply moved by the stories. Through this visit, I understood how difficult times Chinese had gone through, and how happy we are now because of those heroes. I will love peace more and learn from their spirit in the future.
Last Sunday, June 6. It was sunny that day. My grandparents took me to the Red Star Revolution Park. There, I saw many stones in memory of heroes. There are information boards which showed their contributions and the backgrounds, and I found that the guide could describe every story full of strong feelings. I was deeply moved by the stories. Through this visit, I understood how difficult times Chinese had gone through, and how happy we are now because of those heroes. I will love peace more and learn from their spirit in the future.